Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you or you can help it at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long
way. We are back. Yes, we're back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, I hope you got your white cane coffee. If you did, well, you're making a big mistake, because this is the company. This is the company that employs only the disabled and the blind working for the company. They help the blind community, and the coffee is great. Did you ever taste it, Sheila?
Yes.
How'd you like it?
It's good.
It was good. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoy the coffee. I'm going to put it this way. I've tried other people's coffee, decaffeinated coffee, which I drink. I can't drink anybody else's coffee now, because once I try white cane coffee, it is tremendous. It's 100% natural. It's 100% organic. It's roasted fresh daily. So you're not getting, when you order white cane coffee, you're not getting something old. You're getting something
it's
really fresh.
It's roasted on demand.
It's roasted on demand. That's right. And by the way, when you call in, don't forget to say radio, because you get 10% off. Radio, 10% off. Don't forget to say rodeo and radio, 10% off. Right now, we're going to a trivia. Now listen to this trivia, because it's going to be the whole rest of the show. It's going to be before our guest, and it's going to be after the guest. Listen to this deal. This is going to be something. I thought of this one. So listen to the way I thought of it.
Yes, it definitely has your hallmark on it, Michael.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. All right, so here's the deal.
Can you make it a simple explanation?
Yes, a very simple thing. This
hour is brought to you by...
Okay, so here's the
thank
deal.
Thank you, Chris.
We're talking
they'll
about...
They'll just a long pause.
We're looking
quick,
for...
Michael.
We're looking for... What?
Make it quick.
I'm going to make it quick. Let me explain it.
You don't know how.
Yes, I do. I'll talk right quick. We're going to make it very simple. You call in, and if you think you know what I'm talking about, and here's what I'm talking about. There's got to be a singing group. The group's got to be at least two. Now, listen to what I just said. A singing group only. Not a rock group, not a band, but a singing group. There has to be a girl in there. So it has to be at least one girl in the group. So if it's an all-guys group and there's one girl, that's fine. The group has to be at least two people.
What if it's all girls and one guy?
You know what? I didn't think of that. That's fine. I'll do that too. I never did that. So I don't know if there's such a thing as all girls and one guy. I didn't know about that. But I know of many.
Sheila, you had to make it more complicated.
So right now we're talking about this way.
Well, he's male chauvinist here.
Well,
right.
We're talking about at least one girl in each of the group.
So they
the
can group's start be calling at least, now, right?
Girl, right. Let me finish. It's got to be at least two people in a group. Don't
we
say it's
we
a,
heard that.
Right. So it's got to be at least two people in the group. So it could be two, it could be four, it could be five. And they have to sing together basically a lot. It can't be just a, like Jerry Butler was with Tammy or Terrell, or Marvin was with Tammy Terrell. It can't be them, because they perform separately. It's got to be the group. Okay? It's got to be a known group of those two people. Okay, and we're not talking about some like Bruce Springsteen, that's a singing group, but that's also a rock. We're not talking about, because they play instruments and the girl in there plays an instrument. I'm not talking about that. These are singers, and it can't be a background group, so it can't be like the Miracles with some girls in the background. I'm not talking about that.
How many do they have to give you?
Well, we came up with 12 names that we know about. So if you call in.
To be honest, I think we got about 15.
You got 15.
I got 15.
Okay, so we got 15 names.
So there's plenty of room
there. Okay, so if you have to guess 16 of the 15 names that we have. So we're going to take at least 3 or 4 winners for this trivia. So
now
you don't have to be the first one, but if you call up and you give us a name, and you have 3 of them on our list, we cross off those names. So the next person calling in can't give the same 3 names on our list. So we have a list that he has.
That's like you did with the airlines.
Well, no, because we have our list. Okay. So they can't make another list. We have our list of well-known people, whether it be white artists, black artists.
We done went across the board now.
You do?
We've gone across the board. So you got country, you got pop, you got R&B, you got Christian, and you got gospel.
Good.
Okay.
So we've got them all. So, 407-894-1680.
The phone is already
ringing. Here we go. Let's see if anybody can guess any group that has a female singer in there. So if it's 2 people, that's allowed. If it's husband and wife, that's allowed. But it has to be a group of at least 2. It has to be no instruments in there and no background
singers. We got it.
Good.
I think everybody got it, 100 times.
Okay. 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody can start thinking with their heads and say, okay, I think I know the first 3. 407-894-1680.
Well, the phone's already ringing, so there's people out there that know.
407-894-1680. They've got 15 that we know about, and you got to guess what's on our list. So let's see if you can get. Some are so obvious, it's a joke. 407-894-1680.
All right, so we have a caller calling all the way in from Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, who is it?
His name is Lynn, the way from Dayton,
Shirley.
Ohio. Yeah.
Hi,
Lynn.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing, Lynn?
Fine.
Good. So give me some 3 names. Who do you think is on that list?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Good.
Wait a minute. Is that on our list?
He said Peter, Paul,
Paul and Mary. That's not on our list. Nope.
And
is that
also
on our list?
McGuire's
Wait a second.
Sister.
Wait, is that on our list? Peter, Paul, and Mary?
It needs to be on our list. It needs to be
It's got
to
be on our list.
It needs to be on the list, Michael.
Okay, who's the next one?
What's another one?
How about Captain and Sneal?
That's on our list. That's one.
And another one.
Yeah, keep on going.
And the McGuire sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
McGuire sisters. Where's their... Wait a minute. That's all girls. I'm not counting that. It's got to be one girl in the group of gold guys.
No, it doesn't. It has to be one guy in a group of all girls.
McGuire's sister is all girls. There's no...
So that one
there.
Doesn't count,
that
Lynn.
Don't count.
One more.
The Carpenters.
The Carpenters are on there. Very good. He got 3.
Wait, he didn't get 3.
Yes, he did.
2.
Peter, Paul, and Mary are.
That was not on our list.
I don't care, Michael. It's legitimate. He wins.
Okay, Sheila's the judge.
That's
she said
right.
You got it. Okay.
He wins.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card at McDonald's. Enjoy McDonald's.
Okay.
You got a $10
Thank
gift
you.
Card at McDonald's.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good one, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Tell Shirley hi.
Okay.
Take care. Keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Anybody else on the line?
Yeah, I never even thought about Peter, Paul, and Mary, but that's an excellent one.
But you can't keep on adding to our list.
Michael, you may not know them all.
But we have our list of 15 people, so now you made it 16 people.
Well, no, they said 16 before, so now they got 17.
We're not adding, because then everybody's going to mention their own. We're not adding people.
Well,
it's got to be 3 out of our names.
Hey.
So you just gave them.
Too bad.
Who else is on the line? Anybody else on the line?
Somebody's
on. Yes, I am.
Now, who is it?
This is still Lynn.
Oh, no. You can...
They need to get your address. Take his name
right.
and address. We'll send it to him, the gift card from McDonald's.
We have 1 minute till break.
Okay. Anybody else on the line?
They'll have to do it after.
Chris, anybody else on the line?
Yeah, Mike, I have... let's go talk with our good friend, Angela from Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. Angela from West Palm Beach.
Angela from West Palm Beach. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Okay, so give me 3 names towards our list. What do you come up with?
I have Peaches and Herb.
That's on our list. That's one.
BB and CeCe Whining.
Who?
BB and CeCe Whining.
Is that on
that's
our
one?
List?
That's one I put on the list.
Okay, that's two.
And Rick James and Tina Marie.
No. We didn't. You said Rick James and Tina Marie.
That's on count because they're not that Rick James by himself. That's on count.
They're a group. They sung together.
There's got to be someone always singing together.
I thought they only have to get two.
They're three.
They have to get three. Let
be on our list.
All right, Angela. List. Hold on one moment. All right.
Maybe you can think of someone else.
What the key is that they it's not a group. You can't do Marvin Gaye and Tammy.
No, that's
you got to do someone that's been singing together for quite some time as a group. So that's how it's got to be explained so everybody can understand.
I'll give you some hints. It could be a brother and sister. It could be husband and wife.
It could be a family.
Singing group. It could be a singing group. All guys, and they put a girl in there. So it's got to be one girl. It can't be a backup group. It's got to be at least two people in the group.
So
and it's
got to
be one girl
guess.
In the group. You got
Angela,
one more guess. Any more guess to win?
All right, you got it, Angela. So give me one more.
Michael Jackson.
Nope.
Jackson.
Michael Jackson by himself. They can't count that.
Those two don't count because it has to be male and female. Good job, though.
Well.
Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, we got to take our break.
We're going to go to break. We'll come back, and we're going to go back with our guest. And we come after the guest, we'll keep on going and see if anybody else can guess because we've got about 12 or 13 more names. Keep on going. Looking for it. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay on.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to your host, Michael. And I'm getting whiplash here between two women. It's knocking me left and right and left and right. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Poor thing.
I'm taking a beating here. Folks, hope you call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a guest caller on the line right now. His name is Richard Oliver, and he happens to be from Industries of the Blind. He happens to be the director of outreach. Richard, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
How you doing?
Hi, Richard. Welcome.
I'm doing good. Hey, but there must be a ton of people calling in because I had a heck of a time getting through.
I'm getting a headache here listening to all the yelling back and forth.
I got to be honest. I could only think of two, so I'm not even going to guess. I'm not even going to guess who the people are.
It's not an easy one, that's for sure.
I try to make it difficult. But some are so obvious. Some are so obvious, I can't believe nobody even said some of those obvious.
Well, you better stop talking or you're going to give them away.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hear about Industries of the Blind. Because part of the thing when we were talking about Dan Spoon had to do with Industry of the Blind, because I brought it up because of the thing. Remember we were discussing Industry of the Blind as far as getting employees?
Oh, yeah.
I know all about
WIOA and, you know, deal with RSA, all that good stuff. And he's right. But we're chipping away. Now, you know, there is some gray area inside of that act that says the rehab counselors can actually come out to the facility and they can make a determination. Doesn't have to be the whole entire organization, but if your business is cut up into departments, they can look at a specific department and say, hey, yes, that is integrated, or hey, no, this one over here is not, because, you know, maybe you've got, you know, 80-90% blind direct labor in this particular department versus you may only have, you know, 55-60 in this one, depending on the complexity of the project. So it's a work in process, let's call it that. Congress never does anything fast.
So tell us about Industries of the Blind.
So we actually have, you know, I always like to talk about some of the openings and stuff that we have. And we always have manufacturing jobs open, and we always are doing our relocation package of paying, you know, up to $2,500 to move people from out of state to Greensboro. But now we have another opening for an orientation mobility specialist. The one we have, she's moving on, so we are opening up the doors for people to start apply and come and move to Greensboro with us and help us out.
Well, that's good to know.
Because that's a fantastic, I mean, that's a great role for somebody, right? To be able to come in, help all the new hires that we're bringing in from across the country to orient them to the workspace, our whole facility, and even then going off-site to their home or their apartment and orient them there and, you know, how to get to your mailbox and how to get to the grocery store and all those good things.
O&M specialists are so important when you're moving to a new area.
Absolutely, absolutely, and they're also very hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are very sought after people for sure. Hey, some of the fun stuff last night actually. So we have this. We have a minor league team, a baseball team here in Greensboro that's affiliated with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And last night we had a Industries of the Blind night at the ballpark.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
They're in between associates that work with us and their friends and family. We had about 220 people all go together to the baseball game last night, and we had a fantastic time. So we try to do some outings. We try to do things at the facility to make work fun, right? If we all have to spend at least 40 hours a week together, right, it should at least be enjoyable. So that's what we work hard at, that. We work hard on that culture.
But also, besides all those wonderful things you do as a team and together as a family, you make the job as a family unit. I understand. But tell the folks, you know, basically, they get a lot of things by working there, right? You have the 401ks, you have medical benefits, you have all these great things going on.
We do. Yes, we have a company-sponsored 401k, medical, dental, vision, supplemental life insurance. We have college tuition reimbursement.
Wait. What was that last one? I never heard that one before.
Sounds like a dream job to me.
So, yeah, we have college tuition reimbursement. So if someone wants to go take college classes, then, you know, as long as they make a C or better, right, we reimburse so much of that money back to them.
So that
they don't have to
run
the full expense of it. So, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, we want people to be able to grow and move up and, you know, maybe if their dream is to work somewhere outside of us, then that's perfectly fine, right? I mean, why not be able to dream and grow? You don't necessarily have to be here with Industries of the Blind forever if your dream is to be something else. We have people that have been working with us for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. I've got 25 years in myself, but we have people that have been there, you know, 45 years and more. It's a fantastic place to work. I thoroughly enjoy it. I really enjoy all the people, the whole camaraderie of it all, working together. Not just, you know, people who are blind working with people who are blind, but people who are sighted working side by side with people who are blind. So when we bring sighted folks in, you know, they get that sense of, hey, maybe I never knew what a person who was blind could do before, and now I see, and so I can go out into my community, to my network, to my church or whatever, and I can talk about those kind of things, just to educate people.
Richard, give a quick list of some of the types of jobs that are available in training.
So we have, you know, we do a lot of sewing, a lot of military textile sewing. So most of the positions are we train people how to run sewing machines, whether they are just your traditional industrial sewing machines with fixtures and guides and templates, to programmable sewing machines, which are sewing machines with computers on them. We have some assembly jobs in our department where we assemble ink pens. We have another assembly department where they are making other types of office products. Right now, for instance, we are making about a little over 500,000 clipboards for the Census Bureau.
Wow.
For the census next year. So we always have, you know, there's there's always different types because, you know, not everyone is suited for everything. So we have to figure out, you know, what is this person, you know, what is this person good at that's going to make them successful? And that's what we try to aim things at.
So if you want a job at Industries of the Job of the Blind, call them. And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. You can look at our website because everything's there for Industries of the Blind, who to call and what their phone number. Richard, while you're on the phone right now, why don't you give out your phone number and who to call?
So you want to call and ask for Laverne Goodridge. Laverne is our HR recruiter. She is fantastic, does a great job. Her number is 336-544-3726.
Say it again,
Richard. I messed that up. So that 336-544-3726.
And we have that phone number on our website. And call up and ask for Laverne. And don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And you're not just getting a new job. You're getting a new family.
Well, it's a whole new family. That's what you're talking about.
It's amazing.
Because it's not just a job and you work at the Industries of the Blind. You're joining a family, and it's a great place to work.
Really, I mean, we really don't want to just bring people in and all they're going to do is just go to work, go home. Go to work, go home, especially since if it's a new environment for you. We really want people to be involved. So we want to meet people in the building, and then they'll say, hey, let's go out and go do something after work or on the weekends. And then we all, you know, so we want people to be able to build a life here, not just come here
That's
and
amazing.
Work 40 hours a week and then just go sit in their house the rest of the time.
And don't forget, if you're out of state and you apply, and if you get the job, right, you give them some money towards it, right, to move.
Absolutely. We work to relocate people. We'll pay up to $2,500 in relocation to move people. We help work with the apartment complexes in town, and you know we're working hard to get people, you know, the things that they need to be able to move.
All right, well,
Richard, we have a caller.
No, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Richard, for calling
thank you,
in.
Richard.
All righty,
and
you guys have a fantastic evening.
You too,
same
Richard.
Same to you, Richard.
Bye. Good night.
Take care.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. And don't forget, folks, it's Industries of the Blind. If you want a great job, check it out. Call. Just call. Ask. Because the worst thing to do is thinking about it, and you don't call and ask. I'm suggesting call, ask. Maybe it's for you. Don't forget to say, you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Maybe what you're going to hear, you'll love. And then go there. Check them out. And maybe you'll have a new job and a new family.
It just feels like Richard just wants to give everybody a big hug. If you want a new life and you want a job and new friends, just come down and they'll take care of you.
And don't they pay?
That's what I hear.
Don't they fly you up there to interview? And
correct. Yeah,
they do.
They pay for everything.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't beat it.
No, you can't beat that opportunity.
You can't beat
that.
I'm
telling you.
The pay is great. All the medical and life insurance and everything they're talking about is ridiculous.
And any industry that offer all that, I'll tell you.
Mm-mm.
So don't forget, it's Industries of the Blind.
Right.
Okay. Right now, we're going back to trivia, folks.
Well, we have, yeah.
Right, go back to trivia. Now, let me explain to you again the deal. Very simple. It's got to be, name a female. It's got to be a group. It's got to be at least two people in the group. 1 second. It's got to be two people in the group or more. So it's two people in the group or more. It could be 2, 5, 7. It could be a group. It's got to be a guy's group with one female involved, or it could be husband and wife. Could be anybody, but there's got to be a female involved. And it can't be, don't mention a rock band, because we're talking about singers, okay? And you got to give three names of the list we have. We've got 15 names. Some people already got three out of the what we have, so now I think there's 12 names left. You got to get three of what we have.
We have callers.
Okay, we have some callers on the line. Let's take it right now. Let's see what comes up. Okay, who's the first caller on the line right now?
All right, we have the one and only, the fabulous, our winner from earlier tonight, Sherry, who is going to give us a trivia. Can you hear me? I feel like I can't hear you.
Sherry Braun, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Sherry Brunt from Orlando, Florida. Hey, How you doing?
I'm good. I won trivia last week, so I can't do it, although okay. I have a couple of suggestions. But I mainly called to talk a little bit about the NFB convention because nobody else that went seems to be calling in. So
well, we only have one minute, though, Sherry, before we go to break. So
you have to call back before we go off the air.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to call back?
Call back, Sherry.
Call back after the break. We'll see if we can squeak
okay.
you in.
Okay.
Anybody else on the line holding?
Yes, I have trivia all the way from North Carolina. Kevin, he wants to get in on this trivia.
Okay, Kevin.
Quickly.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think? Three names. See if we get three names of what we got already. What do you got?
Okay, hopefully someone else didn't get them. Okay, Les Paul, Mary Ford.
We got that one already, didn't we? Yeah, we did that already. Yeah, we got that one. Yeah. Let's get three names.
Ashford and Simpson.
No, that's not on the list.
That's not on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Oh, it's on the list?
Yeah,
Ashford and Simpson. Oh, he got one. Sorry.
You guys put it on.
Okay, one.
You should have had a double copy.
Okay, Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to say that. That was so obvious. Sonny and Cher. You got one more.
Oh, Ike and Tina.
I was waiting.
All right.
That was the easy one. I couldn't believe nobody got the right away. You just got... Okay, so you got Ike and Tina.
How about if I throw an oldie in there?
Huh?
How about if I throw a real oldie in there?
Okay.
What do you say? So you just won yourself McDonald's $10 gift card from McDonald's.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations. Hey,
Mike, can I throw the fourth one in there?
No.
We got more callers, Kevin.
I got more callers. Okay. Thanks for calling. Give your name and address. We'll send it to you.
All right. Take
care. I was waiting. Yep. I couldn't believe nobody got Ike and Tina right away. Ike and Tina Turner.
Let's go to break. Good night. Thank you.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more trivia. Don't go away. Got more coming up.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call Maxi Aids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog, or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. The lines are all lit up. Let's hear the first one.
Listen, I think I just lost some weight over here between picking up the phone line and answering, hey, trying to answer
fit
these
into
questions.
That jacket.
Right. First one on the line. Who's the first one on the line?
Good friend, all the way from West Palm Beach, Erica. She says she got this one in the bag.
Okay, Erica, West Palm Beach. You're on the line, Erica.
Hi, Erica from the Brit Club, West Palm Beach.
Okay, so tell me, give me three names. What we have already, three names. Let's see who got them.
Three names. Moms and Pops.
All right.
That's one.
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn.
All right.
Wait, no, that's not on our list. Tony, Orlando, and Dawn is not on our list. We knocked Dawn off because, no.
Okay.
So the answer is this way. We got the first one is correct. You need two more down on our list. There's 15 on our list.
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn?
No, that's not on our list.
That's not on your list.
Nope.
Okay, how about Ike and Turner?
It was set already.
I mean, Ike and Tina?
That was set already, but that was on our list. That was on our list, but it was set already. Okay. Yeah, it's one so far.
How about Sonny and Cher?
That was set already.
Okay. Then that's all I have.
See, we had to make it a little bit harder because we wanted you to think. And you got them. I know you know them.
There's some big groups.
That's all I have.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you for calling,
Erica.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
All right, who's the next one?
All right, let's go talk to our good friend, Bill, all the way from Delray Beach.
Delray Beach, Bill, are you there, Bill?
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hi, I'm in Aventura, Florida.
Aventura, Florida. Okay. So, yeah, Bill from Aventura, Florida. So, can you give me three names of the people we have? Let's see. Names.
Okay, how about Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Somebody got that already.
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Dale and Grace? They did. I'm
no,
leaving
they're
you
not on our
up
list.
You.
Not on our list. Keep on going.
Let's see. Dale and Grace. Sonny and Cher? No,
somebody
gave
that
already.
One. Yep.
Let's see. I can't think of any more.
Okay.
Good try.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Let me give you some people some hints here. Some big groups.
Wait, because we got some other callers calling in.
Well, let me give people some hints
Michael, he's got two more callers.
Okay, well, let me give him some hints.
No, after.
I got two more callers I got to answer real quick. So let's go talk to the one and only Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
Well, good evening.
Hey, Nigel. How are you?
Great. Firstly, I want to welcome Sheila back.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to take this opportunity, I don't know if you're listening, Dan, but to congratulate you for your accession to the office of president of ACB.
Well, I'll spread it. I'll pass it on to him if he didn't hear.
I must say this is also a double victory, and I'll tell you why. You see, Dan and I are fellow alumni of the University of Florida.
Oh, cool.
So whatever you want to say about the Gators, we are now president. Go Gators!
There you go.
All right.
Do you have an answer to the trivia?
Well, I do, but I don't know that I qualify because I, within the last 30 days, answered a trivia.
Oh, you won?
However, I mean, I could, but...
You won,
I don't know.
You won, you said, in the last 30 days?
It was the 19th, Chris was telling me, was the last time I won my last trivia. I mean, I could...
No,
I
can't. That's
okay.
But thank okay. you so
good
much.
Try. Good try.
All right.
Good try.
Well, thanks for
well,
your call, though.
Thank you for listening.
Anything else you wanted?
I do have my white cane coffee story, but I realize the lines are lit up.
Yep, they are. Thank you.
So I can.
We'll call in next week with your coffee.
Call in with the white cane coffee anytime, but call in early so this way we can hear the story.
I will. I was going to do that, but you told me we had a guest, and plus I wanted to give precedence to my friend Mike Lance, who's been trying to get on all night.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thanks for calling in, Nigel.
I will call in. I will call in first thing next week.
Okay, do it.
I think it's important that people hear this because this product is great.
All right.
That's wonderful.
Okie dokie.
We love the product. Yep. And for those people that are visually impaired, blind, or don't buy it, they should be ashamed of themselves. I tell you what,
this story is entertaining as well as true.
Well, I can't wait to hear it next week.
Look forward to hear it next week.
Okay. All right. I'll be calling in.
Thank you, Nigel. Right. Who else on the line right now?
All right, let's take a trip over back down to West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach again?
And
okay.
Let's talk to Forrest from West Palm Beach.
Forrest?
Yes.
Hi, Forrest. How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good. Hi, Forrest.
So who are your names you come up with?
Forrest, hey, can you step into another room or turn your radio down for me?
Hold on for a second. Okay, it's down.
Okay, so what three names you come up with? Have to be on our list. Go ahead.
Okay. The Fifth Dimension?
That's not on our list. I
didn't think of that.
I didn't think of them. That's a good one, though.
There's a lot out there.
Okay, what's the next one? Got to be on our list.
Donnie Marie? Yeah.
Marie's on our list. Okay. Yes, that's right. One. Donnie Marie, one.
Renee and Angela?
Nope.
Tamara and Jerry?
That's on our list. Nope.
Chris is reading the list. At least he got Donnie Marie.
Think of some big groups that had a lot of hits. One had a lot of hits. They must have had like at least 5 number one records. A group.
What year they came out? At least tell me.
They were big in the 50s. One of the biggest groups in the 50s.
You're talking to
the Michael. The Carpenters?
They weren't in the 50s.
Somebody got them already, the Carpenters. But they weren't in the 50s. I'm talking the 70s. 50s. When you think of this group, when I mention that group, you'll say, oh, my goodness gracious. I'm thinking of two groups.
Ashford and Simpson.
Yep.
Yes, that's another one. You got that's the second one. You got two. You need one more.
Yeah. Okay. Mouth and McNeil.
No. I'm sorry.
Good try.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it so much. Keep on listening. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. We have anybody else on the line?
Yep, let's go to right here in Central Florida and talk with our good friend, Sherry. Sherry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry, you got the floor.
Hello. I did not attend the NFB convention, but I did listen to, I would say, the majority of it on the stream. It was very enlightening and interesting. They had a lot of very good presenters. It was in a huge, huge hotel in Las Vegas, the Mandalay Bay. They had over 3,200 people in attendance. People told me the Mandalay Bay was like 5 times the size of Shingle Creek, which is where we were before.
There's no comparison. Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay is huge.
Yeah, huge.
But
huge.
I also heard there was a major problem. I know myself, I couldn't be on those elevators because the elevators have major problems with the keys and getting on the
elevators were really difficult. I don't know. I'm a little distressed about why they picked that hotel because you had to scan the elevator with your key.
Correct.
Just to get the elevator to come to your floor.
Right.
But and I guess by the time they had a lot of volunteers around to help, which was really good, apparently. I know that people that were there had a very good time. I messaged it to Lynn for our president, Mark Riccobono's banquet speech, which was awesome.
And the keys weren't in Braille either of the elevators.
Huh?
The keys were not in Braille in the elevators.
The elevator floors were, but the, but you couldn't tell if your card scanned or not. That was the problem.
Right.
Because a light would turn green, and of course we're not going to see the light turn green. So that was a pain. But apparently they had a lot of help. So apparently people got where they needed to go. And most people that I've seen following on Facebook and Twitter, they had a wonderful time, and it was a great convention. Next year, we're meeting in Houston. So maybe that'll be better as far as accommodation.
Where in Houston? Where?
At one of the Hilton hotels. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good week, everybody.
Nope, that's it.
Bye.
Okay, that's it. So let me tell you some people that you never guessed. And when I'm going to tell you the names, you're going to laugh. Okay? The first one I ever thought about was Ike and Tina Turner. Okay, so someone got that ready. The second one I thought about was the Platters. The Platters. The songs, Smoke It's in Your Eyes, all these big hits they had. The Platters. It was four guys and a girl. The next one, I didn't know if anybody was going to get it, but they had Since I Don't Have You, This I Swear, Pennies from Heaven. The Skyliners, they had a girl in there too. Okay, then there's another.
Paul and Paula.
How about this one? Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, husband and wife.
Sheila, what were some?
Give some other ones that we had there.
Actually, Chris has the list. Chris, do you have any others, Chris?
Yeah, I got several. Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb.
Did somebody say Lady
Antebellum?
I don't think nobody said that one, right?
No.
John and
Yoko.
John and Yoko.
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
I had on the gospel side, The Walls Group.
The Walls Group?
It's a group of young people that's out now and about doing. I want to just bring it up to date a little bit.
Lady Antebellum's Anointed, up to date.
a family called Forever Jones and the Hawkins family.
Hawkins family.
All right, we're going to go to break.
And the one I was going to say, but they were singers, but they also played guitars, and I left them out, but that was Mickey and Sylvia.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you all for playing. Next week, we'll come up with some other things. Keep on listening to Line of Beyond. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you're ordering your White Cane coffee. And don't forget, when you're looking for a coffee that's really 100% natural, 100% organic, roasted fresh daily, you're looking for a coffee that's really great. They use the best beans. And don't forget, all the employees are disabled or blind, and they help the blind community all the time. Just remember that. And when you call up or order it, don't forget to say radio, and you get 10% off. Lynn?
Yes.
Wrap it up.
I'm wrapping it up, and I'm looking to next week already, and it's, wow, what another busy show. So next week, co-host David Hillebrandt will be with us. We'll be hearing from Christian Record. We'll be hearing from Dr. Enoch Williams of the National Church Conference for the Blind. We will be meeting Don Lewis, who is a ham operator at the Alexandria Radio Club in Virginia. And guess what? Next Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, so we'll have a surprise for you. It falls on Sunday.
And we're going to have
National Ice Cream Day.
We're going to have some more trivia out of the box.
All righty. So, Sheila, get your meeting in real fast.
Oh, I'll be on before then.
Oh, okay. That's right. September. I'll see you in September. We'll have to play that song.
Exactly.
All right. And if you like good music, stay tuned. Listen to Carter's music. It's great.
Jammin's Radio is next.
Good night, everyone.
He ready
night,
to go everyone. In now.
Everyone, stay tuned.
Thanks, Chris.
God bless you all. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up, except it's next week. You gotta be around 1 week. Stay down. Go get off your sofa. We'll see you next week at the same time, same place.
Good night, Chris.
Looking forward to it.
Good morning.
Next week.
Morning.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Take care. Love you all. God bless. Take care.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.